The drought affecting over 14 million people in East Africa is hitting the troubled nation of Somalia especially hard. Divided by warring militias for 15 years, international aid shipments into the country have been attacked by pirates on the sea and bandits on the road. The result is growing desperation for 2 million Somalis, whose livelihood has been wiped out after 2 years of failed rains. David McGuffin traveled to Wajid in southern Somalia and brings us this report.
Mackay Sufi is 60 years old. She pounds grain, food aid given by the UN, to make her one daily meal. Everything she cooks with is borrowed. All she owns are the clothes on her back. Her livestock are dead. Her crops have failed for 3 straight years. She walked 60 miles on her own to this refugee camp outside Wajid in southern Somalia. I came in search of food and shelter, she says. I have nothing. But even here, our monthly food rations only feed us for a week. Up to 500,000 Somalis like Sufi are on the move in a desperate hunt for food. An estimated 80% of livestock here have died in the drought, a devastating loss for a society of subsistence farmers. Hassan Aden Farah, a Somali aid worker with Action Against Hunger in Wajid, says he's never seen so much suffering caused by drought.
This is the most worst drought that we face now for the last 30 years. Children are dying, everything dying, animals are dying.
These camps around Wajid have grown from housing a few hundred people before Christmas to almost 15,000 now. And new families are arriving each and every day. The conditions are squalid. There are no medical facilities here to speak of. This woman arrived here a week ago. Her one-year-old child's face is scarred and scabby with ringworm. She says there is no one she can turn to for help. The refugees get food, but little else from the international community. They live in homemade dome tents, built with sticks and hung with pieces of plastic or cloth, flapping in the wind. Feeble shelter from scorching daytime temperatures that reach 120 degrees. The day we arrived in Wajid, a man was executed on the edge of town. His crime, killing a man over water at a distribution site. Things are that desperate. On land, UN aid convoys come under sometimes deadly attack despite heavy guard. By sea, Somali pirates have seized UN food shipments, holding them for ransom. Zlatan Milicic, Somali country director for the UN's World Food Program, says getting food to the 2 million Somalis in need is a logistical nightmare.
Humanitarian situation is getting worse. We have a major number of people who need our assistance. Yesterday, and not even today, and today, tomorrow will be too late, and we are struggling to move through and deliver to them the necessary assistance. It doesn't help their societies either when they're in constant state of unrest and attacks and problems.
In a drought-ravaged land awash with guns, the problems are never far away. Gunfire rang out as we approached this UN food distribution center. Warning shots as people fought over bags of food. Too many hungry, not enough aid to go around. Evidence of hunger can be seen everywhere. Dead livestock litter the countryside. And then there's the children. 3-year-old Muhammad Ali arrived here so weak that he can only be fed through a tube down his nose. He weighs the same as a child half his age. The therapeutic feeding center where he is getting treatment opened only days before we arrived here, and it's already full to capacity. Muhammad Ali's mother says they have lost everything. Her husband left her and their 5 children when their livestock died. She says all she can do is pray to God. Muhammad Ali is regaining strength. But then what? The spring rains might help, but aid workers say it could take a generation to rebuild the livelihoods that have been wiped out here. The UN has appealed for $425 million to deal with the immediate crisis caused by drought in East Africa. But so far, they've only received a quarter of that. For NPR News, I'm David McGuffin in Wajid, Somalia.